The Business Super Conference that all of you need to be at is finally here. Tickets have dropped to the original VFriends holders, but are now available to buy. I have a link in my bio for the people that have never bought an NFT but want to come because they've heard that Busta Rhymes and Deepak Chopra and Steve Bartlett and all these people are speaking. Go to vcon.co, C-O, drop the M, to see what's going on there. But the link in my bio has a site that we have on VCon that will let you fill it out and will help you get a ticket to our super conference, May 18th to the 20th in Indianapolis, Indiana. The conference is bananas. The 50 speakers I'm about to announce, bananas. This is the huge super business, pop culture, and innovation conference. I want everybody in my community to be there. So link in bio or click here because the team is using this in all sorts of formats to make sure you get to Indy in May for the super business conference of the year. I hope to see all of you there.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hello.
It's not about failure. It's about, you understand?
Yeah, I got
you. I done lost. Like, yeah. When people are like, I was bad at sports. I was bad at school. I was like, I already lost. They told me I couldn't win. That's exactly what you grew up on. The bigger thing is, you might be scared to lose in front of your friends. What are they gonna say? You know what I mean? That's where people get caught. They're not scared of losing, especially from the way you came up. They're scared about what their boy's gonna say. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
That's why those are two separate things. That's why I always talk, you know how I always talk about like people that have a lot of money, they're more unhappy than you think? They're actually scared of losing.
Gotcha.
You know, because they've never done anything. They've never stood on their 2 feet.
Yeah.
And they're like worried, like, wait a minute. Like, they know, they're like, that's mom's money. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
On the flip side, people that come from the dirt, they already lost. They're worried about judgment. They're worried about their boys saying, oh, you trying to sell out now? Oh, you gonna be good now? You know, all that shit. You can't change, like, misery loves company. And these are your best friends. They don't really want you to be miserable. They're just in such a bad place themselves that they're scared that you might get good and then they're gonna be by themselves. Misery does love company, that's real. And so I tell a lot of kids, I'm like, listen, your homies, especially when they keep hearing me, they're like, oh fuck, it's my homies that are fucking me up. And then I try to flip it on them, like, listen, don't be mad at your homie. Your homie's still just not at that place that he's ready to fucking get his shit together. She's not ready to get her shit together. So they may be undermining you right now. They might not even be consciously doing that. They're just in so much pain still. They wanna be with you still down here. So it's almost like you gotta have compassion for them. But you gotta recognize that's what you're fearing. So many of you are just not asking. You, the fear of rejection or the laziness of the execution is stopping people from winning.
Hashtag laziness. I think that is a very, very strong
word. It is one of those two things, Marcus. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, if you actually have a product and you actually spend 10 hours a day, and I love when people are like, 10 hours a day. I was running a very large wine retail business. And when Twitter came out, I went pot committed, all in, and I was spending 10 hours a day. I built my entire brand from that ecosystem. It's unbelievable what 10 hours a day of asking 850 chefs a day on Instagram, 109 chefs will take a photo with your olive oil.
Yeah.
39 moms that have a lot of other moms that give a crap will take a photo with your olive oil. And it's just the work and the asking.
Give you a little context. I'm sort of trying to figure out professionally. You've talked about, you know, the grind and the dirt and being soft. And I wonder if being soft holds you back and what you can do to overcome it. Because, you know, I've been in real estate my whole career. I'm in Austin, Texas, sort of new here 5 years ago, was working crazy hours, crazy money, like you've talked about. Very lucrative, but just a shit life. No fun with the kids, the family, the wife at the time that didn't fly. So I changed things up when the wife checked out on it and to save my relationship with my kids. So I've sort of gone to just basic stuff. I'm a realtor, sort of like your sister. I followed her yesterday, so hopefully we blew her up.
Collab.
And that type of thing. And now I'm in a situation where I'm doing the realtor thing. It's a grind as hell. I'll still do the grind and stuff like that. But through the tough times, I've really had to lean on my family. I feel like it's like the honey hole I know I can go to. And they're super supportive. But what do you do when you get to a point like now, like I want to pull the trigger, make a shift in real estate, not something huge, but is that...
When you say supportive on the family, who are you referring to? And are we talking about emotionally or financially?
Both. And then
yeah, I mean, the financial part will hold you back. The emotional part's awesome.
Yeah.
The financial part, if you feel like you can get money from mom, dad, brothers, I don't know who you're referring to, like that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is a fundamental problem. When one does not stand on their own two feet, they are always unbelievably vulnerable. And more importantly, they subconsciously do not have the leverage with that human being. And that human being is able to kind of dictate that person's life.
Yeah, it gives them a little extra influence for sure.
A ton of extra influence.
Yeah.
People don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. And so it puts you in an, you're unhappy about it here. It's why you're asking this question, which is amazing. I'm so proud of you, first of all, for being able to say that out loud, because that's not something many would want to admit. I would argue that the far majority of people over the age of 25 who take money from a family member to live their life, 90% of them keep that quiet. So the fact that you're even able to put that out there and the fact that you kind of like just painted the picture, it's funny where my chemicals are going right now. I'm pumped because that means you're on the edge. You're gonna do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to tell a million people right now in the world over the next 6 months, a million people will watch this, that you do that than it is to stop doing it and make a jump.
Right, right. No, I think it's your content about not really giving a fuck what people think about me has just woken me up. And I think it needs to wake a lot of people up. I mean, I'm exposing myself because I don't want to be held back. I want happiness.
I'm so uncomfortably, I don't know if the goosebumps are comfortable, like proud of you right now. Chris, you're literally, it's really fun for me because people come on this show and they're in very different places of the process to get to the upswing. Sometimes they're on the upswing. My favorites are this one. When the person is literally an inch away from like getting dramatically happier.
Yeah. I'm pumped for it, man.
Bro, all you have to do is stop taking it. Literally, it's as simple as that. And this is for the millions of people that are watching over the next 15 years of this video. The second you stop taking money from somebody, all you have to do is live more humbly. Every person can live a little more humble. Do not let your parents, your brother, your sister, sometimes your child have that leverage on you.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge, bro. Because what you know, Chris, is it like, yeah, it makes you not go.
It paralyzes you. That's the thing. Like right now, it's not slinging it, killing it, dough in the door. It's, and I'm still sort of paralyzed. It's like, why?
Now listen, first of all, I love that you took assessment and you said, wait a minute, I don't want to do pattern recognition. So let me create real meaningful time and depth with my children. That's just a remarkably smart move.
Well, yeah, it was like, you know, I can't control what another adult wants to bail, but I'm going to save my relationship.
And by the way, the more you look at it as did she bail or did you create scenarios that, you know, like it's like even making whether you guys were 50-50 or even if it was more on you, the second you even change in your mind the word bail, the more you're going to win.
Right, right. No, you got to own your shit.
Own your shit, bro. Accountability. Own your shit. You know what's going on? The reason the world is so on tilt right now is everybody in America just wants to blame somebody else.
Right, right.
Like it's so not fun to look yourself in the mirror.
And to blame other people, for me, it feels good in the micro.
Of course, it feels amazing in the micro.
And then in the macro, when you got to go to sleep at night and wake up, it fucking sucks.
Correct, which is why I try to live the reverse. Eat shit in the micro and fucking love the macro.
Right, right. Hey, man.
The real game's in your own head with yourself. Life is you with you. Everybody's playing it as if it's you with them. I don't even know them. I don't even see them. And I mean, and you know this, pro and con. Gary, you're so humble. People let me meet. I'm like, because I don't believe in the cheering. I don't think I'm special. I don't think I'm a genius. I don't think I'm great. I don't. I think I'm nice. I like it. But like, guess what? My mom's just as great. And so are a million other people. Like, it's just circumstances. But what that equally does, brother, is it like, I could give two shits of the businessmen and women that make more, that have more. For the guy or gal that ends up buying the New York Jets, that's not me. I'm fucking happy with you. Congratulations. Now win me a Super Bowl. Like, I don't care like that. I just want to be happy. Back to the earlier comment where the very lovely young lady, I already forgot the name, Megan, I think, was like, Gary, you're losing your way with this card. So I'm like, no. I love this.
It's the passion.
I'm finding my way.
Yeah.
I'm finding my way. I can make a lot. I can be spending this time right now raising a huge hedge fund and make 40 trillion times more money.
Mm-hmm.
And buy the Jets. No. I want to be happy. I want to look for Walter Payton rookie cards at, you know, 11:30 p.m. last night because vintage football is like maybe the next thing to go. Like that. No.
No, the passion's deep. My brother's like at Target, at Walmart. He's killing it. I go to Target, Walmart. I don't know shit about it. I'm buying cards.
The question is, do you want? I think what you need to do is take a step back and think about like, what do you like?
Yeah.
Is it music? Is it food? Is it movies? Like, to me, I like this was my whole path. Like, this is the every single day from 1986 to 1993. This is all I thought about. Not girls, not school, not this. So this is what I love. So of course it's fun. What, you know, think back to junior high school you know, outside of like, if you're normal girls, like the kind of like boys, whatever, you know, but like, what did you like?
Well, you said a couple weeks ago, if it was a law that you had to start a business or you went to jail, that hit me huge. That was badass. Because it's so true. That really puts you in perspective of like, oh shit, what would I do?
When you don't chase the paper, like my man Daniel J just said, the money, when you don't chase it and you chase like desperately wanting to wake up and be fired. Let me give you an example. This is a big insight for me. I have woken up more excited for work every single day over the last 4 months. And I asked myself why. And then I looked at my calendar. It's because I'm doing a lot more business development every day. More than half my day now is potential new client, groups of clients, marketing for the now, new clients. So I'm on the offense. When I looked at my calendar for the last 2 years, it was defense, operations. That's why I promoted Mark Yudkin, who was my general counsel, who's been with me even before VaynerMedia, he was my lawyer when I bought Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr. He's now being promoted to COO. I'm still very operational, but I'm gonna try to move more to him so I can do more things that I like. I'm in a better mood when I'm business developing.
Right. Yeah, it's just a nuance in real estate. I love real estate, but I like more the investment side, the ROI side than.
So real quick, I would tell you that you like transacting on like, you like the real estate development side more than a transactional one-off home thing?
Well, the more
is it because of more dollars or because you think there's more strategy in it?
More strategy, more brain activity.
I agree. So to me, I do think you need to look at like, what are your hobbies?
I work
out
like.
Take me way back. Like high school you, what did you fuck with?
High school,
music, food, skiing, tennis, cards, like help me.
I mean, high school, I was Southern California, loved the beach, loved the water, the ocean.
You love surfing?
Oh yeah. I mean, if I could get in salt water every day, I'd be.
Chris, you need to think about surfing culture.
Yeah.
Like maybe you start a fucking West Coast brand like Vans. Like there's like, you got to go into that.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit entrepreneurial that's in my head that I fuck with all the time, but it's about pulling the trigger. that holds me back. Cause I got.
What are you scared of? Going backwards if you fail financially and having to go to the wedding?
I mean, when I grew up, my dad was a hot mess, alcoholic, didn't produce, didn't bring income, drama, cops, domestic, the whole thing. And so if I'm not producing income, generating money financially, I feel like I'm
good. Stick with me. What time do you go to sleep?
Around 10-ish.
Great. What time do you wake up?
Well, for your show, I got up at 5, but usually about 6.
Good. So you get a nice 8, which is amazing. Talk to me about 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
You know, I've thought about this because I've literally shut off work at 6, and then I have something to eat, and I'm like, I just want to, there's nothing that wants, yeah, I just
need. Okay. That's okay. This is going back to I veg by going on eBay for 3 hours and finding some rare card that nobody sees yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I want you to veg from 7:30 to 10:30. Notice what I'm playing a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
On the building of your surfing podcast or your surfing TikTok or your LinkedIn. Like, I'm telling you right now, brother, this is what I wrote Crush It About. And your first book is always the biggest insight to who you actually are.
Yeah, it's right there. Crush It.
Your 7:30 to 10:30 is the most interesting thing to me in the world. Okay. I know that you can find something you can veg to that will produce income for you at 29 months in. And that's what you can be doing while you're bringing in income from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Period. End of story. I believe it. I've seen it 100,000 times.
Yeah. Amen.
And Chris, start 9 different things. Start a surfing fucking content thing. Start, you know, do that for 4 months. You change it. Like, you see where I'm going? Like, what? All 9 things.
And do you do all 9 things if you're not, like, if you're so pumped about 5 of them, do you really fuck with the other 4?
No, I probably go with those 5 and just see what happens. And yeah. One of the 5 may pop so much, you're like, fuck it. This is actually working. People fuck with me here. I don't need the other 4.
Cool. That's the real deal.
7:30 to 10:30. Write that down, put it right now and there and just look at it every day. 7:30 every day. Ask yourself, what if I could start a business or I have to start a business? Okay, I'm going to do this surfing thing. I love if I could be in water all day. Basically, I want you to interview every great surfer. If you DM'd all 800 great surfers and said I'm starting a surfing podcast, will you do an interview with me? 3 will say yes, Chris.
Yeah.
And that's a good use of 7:30 to 10:30 6 days in a row. The DM.
For sure.
Slater's that kind of guy. He'll just say yes.
No, he's a good dude.
Great dude.
And I know some guys in those circles for sure. Well,
then that makes me even want to punch myself in the face more because you're fucking ready. And then guess what? 4 episodes in, you're like, fuck, I'm bad at interviewing people. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And then, great. So next it's like, you've always wanted to design a shirt. You might be the next Ocean Pacific. For all the old cats, you know what I'm talking about. Or jam shorts.
OP, bro.
Chris, listen to me. You can do this. It's 7:30 to 10:30. You do it for 2 years. Something starts happening. And then it actually becomes your 8 to 6.
That would be badass, yeah.
No, it's real, brother. It's called the internet. Take advantage of it.
No, I did your flip game, even though I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, and flipped some cards, some boxes, made $100. And I was like, damn, it's real.
It's soup, bro. I'm so scared for my reputation to not be good that I'll never say anything that I don't already know works. It just doesn't happen. I knew that cards were gonna pop for 6 months and would spend an hour every night or when I was traveling, like just quadruple checking because I knew I was gonna get loud. And I live off of you saying, damn, I made $100. I know that it means something. I can't live a life where I'm like, Gary V, you made me lose $1,000. This whole market collapsed. I can't live that life. I'm done.
No. It's so straight up. The only thing, like you said, you got to do your homework. You got to know your stuff. And my brother like eats, sleeps, sports. And I was there and I was like, dude, there's a bunch of Topps Chrome. What's up? He's like, buy all of it. What? And he's like, get every single one. So I bought it, put it on eBay. I just sent out this big fat box to this dude and we'll pocket $100, $150.
And there's so many people watching right now that like desperately, truly could use an extra $150 a month. Truly. It's all out there. It's all out there.
If you're buying a Target or Walmart, you just roll in there every day.
Or Chris, if you really do your homework, buying on eBay, because specific cards,
yeah,
like the market is super real.
That's where he's killing it. He's like, I love the sports. If you want to get into it, you got to know it. But if
you don't love it, Chris, you don't love the sports.
No, it was a flip game.
Chris, we're not doing the sports.
Right. No, I got you.
I have a funny feeling that if you went on fucking eBay right now and started searching surfing gear and looked at completed items, you could probably make $100,000 a year flipping fucking surfing equipment, buying it on eBay, getting it, retaking the photo, and shipping. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, maybe you don't like that either. Maybe you aren't, like, I'm thinking about the home selling and the investment, so you do have that transactional flip in you.
Yeah.
But you got to try other shit too, man. Please, 7:30 to 10:30 needs to be your life. Please never let 7:30 to 10:30 not be you getting educated on things you're interested in. Go to YouTube and just type in surfing. And I'm focusing on surfing because you gave me one data point. I'm sure I need other things.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to that entire episode. We want to remind you to give Gary feedback, so make sure you tweet him at Gary V. But if you're listening on Spotify, you can drop your comments, questions, and anything in between in the Spotify Q&A section down below. We'll see you in the next episode.